This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
It's time for our 2020 Your Vote, Your Voice series. Getting to know the candidates running for office here in Southern Arizona. Gabby Mercer, a Republican, has decided she is going to throw her hat into the ring. How's that for a cliche? Everybody always say, I'm ready, throw my hat in the ring. Well, Gabby's ready. District 3. Gabby, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about why you decided to run for supervisor. And would you be kind enough to tell our listeners a little bit about who you are, please?
Well, where do you want me to start?
Well, why don't we start with who is Gabby Mercer?
Well, Gabby Mercer is a very concerned citizen in Pima County. I live in the city of Tucson. And what happens in the county affects everybody. I have been in Tucson since 2004. I got involved politically in 2009. I became a precinct committeeman. I learned what am I supposed to do as a concerned citizen. I actually, in 2012, I ran against Raul Grijalva, and also in 2014, if you remember. I'm just a concerned citizen that wants to see positive changes in my community.
Where did this come from, this desire, Gabby, to be politically getting in the political field? Where does this come from? Is it in your DNA? Have you always been political?
Well, not exactly. As you know, I am a legal immigrant. I came here from Mexico, and you know, everybody makes fun of Mexico about the corruption, and you know, I lived that. I lived that corruption in Mexico, because when I came to the United States, I was a 22-year-old young woman. And then I started seeing that the same thing was happening in my adopted country. And I said, this is not right, you know. And the only advantage in the United States is that You can talk about it, you can expose the corruption, and you are not going to disappear, nobody's going to kill you, and you can talk against the government when they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. You can talk about your elected representatives. I don't call them elected officials because there's nothing official about them. They are our elected representatives, and in this country we have we're not a democracy. We are a representative republic. And people forget about that. People forget that our founding fathers gave us that power to be our self-governed. And we delegate the authority to those in office. And when they're not doing their job, we're supposed to get them out.
Well, this is the seat occupied by Sharon Bronson, a Democrat. You're running as a Republican. If you go up against Ms. Bronson in the general election, what are going to be the issues?
Well, it's very simple, Bill. You know, we had 24 years of the current supervisor in District 3, Sharon Bronson. You just mentioned her. Our roads are worse than ever. That's unacceptable. You know, the current supervisor oversees $1.3 billion every year. That's 1-300-000-000.00. That's a bunch of money. And she has been in a leadership position on the board, and all they do is they keep raising taxes. You know, it affects people that are on fixed incomes. They keep raising their property taxes and wasting our money on things that have no benefit for the county, for the citizens. Public safety is another big issue. They're not funding law enforcement. They're not funding our sheriff department properly. So, you know, what is the purpose of government? To oversee the safety of the citizens, and infrastructure. Our streets are horrible. They cannot even fix the potholes on $1.3 billion a year. It's not acceptable. You know, I am a hardworking, naturalized American. If I lose my job, I go out and I Uber and Lyft, you know, to supplement my income.
Uh-huh.
And it is embarrassing, Bill, to pick up people at the airport and drive them around the city of Tucson, Pima County, all these potholes. I have to apologize to the people that are not from Tucson. And the people from Tucson, you know, we always have good laughs about, you know, me swerving around the potholes. It is insane. It's embarrassing.
Are you currently doing some Uber work right now and Lyft?
Yes.
And how is that going? Have you noticed a big drop off with the economy?
Well, right now both of them they're asking you, you know, to be patient, and it is up to us to be driving or not with the coronavirus. But you know, it's I haven't been sick. I spray my vehicle with Lysol, and you know, I trust that somebody that is sick is not going to
yes.
use the services. So
now, what is the reaction?
I'm not too worried.
You're picking up some people at the airport. You hit one of these monster potholes. What are some of your clients in the back seat saying, Gabby Mercier, when you hit one of those big ones?
Well, I usually swerve them. I go around them, and I apologize. I say, I'm sorry. It was either doing that or hitting the pothole. And my car doesn't like to hit the potholes. It's just embarrassing. And, you know, first thing I do is I apologize for the condition of our roads. And, you know, that starts a good conversation about our current politics. And Board of Supervisors is one big issue.
All right, Gabby Mercier, we're going to let you go. Have a very good day. Where can people find out more? Have you put up a website yet about the campaign?
Yes, it's
votegabby2020.com. Okay. Votegabby2020.com.
Yes, and like always, you know, in every campaign, I need support. People can actually donate on the website. $5, $20, anything would help. Running a campaign is not cheap, and since it's just Pima County, I don't qualify for clean elections. That a lot of people take advantage of that. So I would appreciate people contributing to my campaign. We need change. We need to change the face of the county board of supervisors and get our streets fixed and fund law enforcement properly. It is for the good of everybody.
Thank you, Gabby Mercier. Good luck and thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
Bye. All right. Gabby Mercier, with this part of our 2020 Your Vote, Your Voice campaign series. All of our interviews are archived at KVOI.com. They're also at BuckmasterShow.com.